This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. For more than a century, Farm Bureau has harnessed the energy, innovation, and passion of volunteers. In the words of Winston Churchill, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. As farmers and ranchers, we do our best to provide for our families and raise healthy, safe, and sustainable food, fiber, and fuel for our nation and the world. It's how we make a living. But across the Farm Bureau family, our lives are made more meaningful in how we give back to our communities. Our grassroots organization cannot function without the work of tens of thousands of volunteers across the country. When joining Farm Bureau as young farmers, many want to help their community and impact the lives of farmers around them. From day one, with County Farm Bureau Young Farmer programs, they get to see firsthand how Farm Bureau is not just about farming, but much more. Just like our farm communities, the Farm Bureau family is there for our neighbors. We come out to celebrate the good times, and we show up to lend a hand and lift each other up in the tough times. Volunteers don't raise their hands expecting a thank you or a favor in return. You step up and show up out of love for neighbor and a desire to give back from the blessings you have known. And in communities large and small, you will find Farm Bureau members stepping up and leading the way to support their neighbors and the next generation. The volunteer spirit is at the heart of all three of our national Farm Bureau programs. Our Young Farmers and Ranchers committees work across the country to collect food and funds to buy meals for those in need. Last year alone, they collected enough funds and meals to provide over 30 million meals to those in need. Women's Leadership Committee members serve in their communities and through their work with Ronald McDonald House, raised over $26,000 and provided 103 volunteer hours in 2021. And most recently, our Promotion and Education Committee, which shines a spotlight on the significance of agriculture and helps consumers understand where their food comes from, showed how Farm Bureau members give back with big hearts. At a recent training event in Minneapolis, P&E committee members donated 705 pairs of socks and $3,000 to support the unhoused in the Twin Cities. Farm Bureau volunteers engage in many ways, including with local youth organizations like 4-H and FFA, by providing scholarships and offering boots-on-the-ground support at county and state fairs, to name a few. Within Farm Bureau, we're grateful to have volunteers who step up to lead their county farm bureaus and others who fill other critical roles that keep our organization moving forward. From county boards of directors to program committees, I am incredibly proud of each person who answers the call to keep our organization strong, and we invite more to join us. Our Farm Bureau family is stronger as folks from all types of agriculture, walks of life, and regions of the country join in. Whether Farm Bureau volunteers are driving a tractor in the 4th of July parade, staffing a booth at the county fair, or serving food at a fundraiser, without each of you taking part, many of our community events wouldn't happen. I know you don't seek acknowledgement or recognition. Service is simply part of who you are as farmers and ranchers, feeding this great country, lending a hand to neighbors, and caring for those in need. On behalf of everyone at Farm Bureau, I thank you for being servant-minded. Volunteerism truly is the lifeblood of our communities and our Farm Bureau family. Inflation continues to rise as the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports year-over-year inflation in March was 8.5%. AFBF Chief Economist Roger Cryan explained in Tuesday's Newsline that we're seeing the highest level of inflation in 40 years. Cryan said the Federal Reserve Bank has the levers to manage the money supply, and there was a 40% increase in the money supply from March 2020 to last December. So, for almost 2 years, a lot of folks out in the economy had faith in the system and prices didn't move much. But now there's so much money out there, inflationary expectations are building, and what we're seeing now is an acceleration of inflation. I'm not sure whether or not to define this as runaway inflation, but it will start to look like that. AFBF President Zippy Duvall commented Tuesday on President Biden's announcement to expand availability of biofuels through the summer. Duvall said AFBF appreciates President Biden's decision to expand the availability of ethanol through year-round E15 sales. America's families are enduring record high gas prices, and taking advantage of domestically produced fuels will not only drive down costs at the pump, it will also reduce dependence on foreign crude oil. Farmers are invited to submit nominations for the 2023 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest, supported by Purina. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina dog food and $5,000 in prize money. The winner will be recognized at a Farm Dog of the Year award ceremony at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in January 2023. Up to four regional runners-up will win $1,000 in prize money. Farm Bureau will award $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses, culminating at a live pitch competition at the 2023 AFBF Convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Ag Innovation Challenge winner will be awarded $50,000 in total prize money. The runner-up will receive $20,000 in prize money, and an additional $5,000 will be given to the People's Choice Award winner. Learn more at fb.org and apply by April 29. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has launched its first-of-its-kind online platform for K-12 and STEM educators who seek to bring science to life through the lens of agriculture. The Food and Agriculture Center for Science Education supports educators who teach, coach, or advise K-12 science coursework in public and private, formal and informal educational spaces through a three-pronged approach consisting of classroom resources, professional development, and partnerships. The number of highly pathogenic avian influenza cases in the United States are outpacing the 2014-2015 outbreak, but the higher numbers might be attributed to improvements in detection and reporting protocols. Farm Bureau economists found as of April 7th, there have been more than 600 detections of HPAI in wild birds across 31 states and 158 detections in commercial and backyard flocks across 25 states. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.